Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So there's this story making the rounds on the internet. It's part of Reddit's, I don't want to say it wrong, am I the a-hole?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
And this is one of those things, we've talked about this for years, it's never nice to steal someone else's thunder. It's in poor form, it's actually gauche. But I don't know that this one rises to that challenge.
Okay.
Okay, all right, I'm already getting pushed
back. I feel like we're
going
to fight a lot today.
So this couple invited a bunch of people to dinner, and once everybody was kind of settled in and doing whatever, they stood up and said, we're engaged.
Oh,
congratulations. Yeah.
And everybody basked in their glory and like let them, everybody congratulated her and everybody's just having a good time. Later on in the evening, a different friend said, well, as long as we're celebrating, my boyfriend and I are pregnant.
Oh, yay. That's cool.
Wow.
Fun. Yeah. Nice.
Girl who's engaged is infuriated.
About what part?
Because
she's not pregnant.
Because that was her day. This is. It's like I have seen this happen. So I'm a bit of an anomaly because when I've seen it happen at a wedding, like I'm paying for the drinks, I'm paying for the food, and then someone gets down on one knee and proposes.
That's
it's like
gauche.
This is my day.
Right.
Oof.
This feels different to me.
It does. It's way different. First of all, the dinner was never for her to make an announcement. It was just friends getting together, right?
No.
To make an announcement.
It was the woman who got engaged invited people to this dinner.
Okay. That's you're
so
right.
She didn't say, this is an announcement dinner, but in her head.
This is where I'm going to make our surprise.
Yes.
Gotcha. I think she's paying for the tab for everyone then, right?
Okay. So does that matter?
Yes, to me.
I see what you're saying. That's why a wedding is so gauche, because the intent of the entire day set out. This is my day. Look at the bride, occasionally look at the groom, dance, pay your respects, make toasts. The
bride's family is paying for it, yes.
Mm-hmm. It's their day. Is it really in such poor form? Like if you're all just hanging out, and it's like as long as we're...
And they waited till the end of the evening, later on in
the
evening.
That's important to me that they didn't just go like right away. Oh, well, we have good news as well. Like if you stood up right then, I think there's no disputing.
Yeah.
You're a D.
Yeah.
Or an A-hole.
So I did find something in here. It's kind of taking me a while to read through it. The engagement couple, they are paying for everyone's meals.
Okay.
Oh, crap.
I know.
That changes it. I also wonder, in the hierarchy of announcements, does pregnant top engaged?
Yes.
Anybody
I
can
think
get
it
engaged,
does.
Not anybody can get pregnant.
Yeah. Well, and
so
I think
it's a topper announcement.
It's a bigger change to your life. If you've been dating for a while, you get married, it's kind of the same. But a baby is a big...
So which one's a topper? So was that
the,
a topper?
The second one is a topper. You stole their event.
That they're paying
I still
for.
Don't... Yeah.
I'm. It's not a... It's not like the you guys have that dinner when you get married and stuff. It's
the rehearsal
like,
dinner?
It's not like they're standing up at that dinner and going, by the
Even
way...
Even that would be less gauche than standing up at the wedding.
Yes.
I think if you stood up the rehearsal...
Yes.
You know, you're still doing something. Because like the rehearsal dinner, like the groom's family pays for that. Them.
Okay, so if I'm paying for a dinner, only announcements that I approve of shall be announced at this
That's what doesn't... It just doesn't feel like anybody is willing to like have regular conversations anymore. Like, it's, is it sort of in poor form? Maybe. But Aaron, you're the one who's most upset. Like, we're all friends. Like, if we're here, like, I'm like, let's go out to dinner. Tiak closed on his house today, and we're all drinking at Ocean Prime. It's like, isn't this great? And you're like, oh my God, Corey and I found a house today. It's like, what? What are you doing?
Oh, no.
This is Tiak's house day. Oh,
those
no.
are two completely different. Like, those are apples and oranges. You can't compare those.
I feel like we're just all celebrating, and I got caught up in the moment, and I'm like, mm-hmm. this is such a fun thing, and I have mm-hmm. big news too. So I have to go, like, instead, I got to go, listen. Can we all do this again two nights from now?
Because I have something I'd like to say.
Right.
I think the benefit to your argument is that they didn't know it was an engagement. But you never know it's an engagement dinner, I guess, until right. you're there.
That's true.
So they didn't come planning to steal the thunder or right. anything. They got caught up in the, oh, we're all together.
They got caught up
yeah,
in the fervor.
As long as we're here.
All the friends together.
I think I would just feel so guilty if I made an announcement at someone else's party.
Because there is a.
But I just feel like we're friends.
True.
I don't know why. I understand the money. This is sick because the money does change it. We're friends, but damn it, I'm paying. So and then the trumping also changes it because it's like Prego's bigger than engaged. But still, I wouldn't be mad if you guys did that.
And it doesn't sound to me like the second couple did this like with intent, prearrangement. Hey, at the end, let's make our
right.
Yeah, it just happens.
Why do we drinking. Naturally assume everyone's out to get us?
Sabotage. And it was later in the evening. There's more drinks that are drinking. And
I mean, there is the argument that aren't you all friends? Shouldn't you just be
happy for each other?
I mean, I do get that, but it feels icky still.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What else is icky is that they called all these friends that are couples together, went, we're going to go out to eat. We're paying. We'll pick up. Get whatever you want. We're paying for it.
Yeah.
That tells me that something is about to happen.
So you would know, well, maybe you would know there's an announcement coming. Or maybe they didn't tell them they were paying until the end.
True, but how often do you go out with your friends and announce, by the way, we're paying for this.
Yeah, only if I've got something big.
Yeah.
Something big to drop on them. You said something in the middle of it to try to kind of excuse a behavior that doesn't exist.
What's that?
You were like, they made the announcement, then everybody's going on, there's drinking and stuff, and then they made their announcement, she's pregnant. She made the announcement. She wasn't drinking.
That is
so
true.
So she was not out of her mind. She knew right from wrong.
That is true.
And chose to steal
nicely
the
done. Yeah.
So, this is one of those things where we want you to sound off. Is anybody riding this? Is the Prego announcer the a-hole? Is the one who's upset about it the a-hole? Text us at 51059.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!